talking about family trees or genealogy.
That's you, Richard, isn't it? You've become involved in genealogy. Tell us why that is.
Well, it's really my sister. She's always loved looking at the old family photo albums, especially our grandparents and our great-grandparents, etc. And now she's got into it in a bit more detail. She's actually looking into the family tree.
And finding out who your ancestors were and things.
Exactly, yes.
Now, I do know that there are some websites for that. What kind of information has she got from the websites?
You can get births, marriages, deaths. And these are all recorded. So that's where she gets most of her information from.
Now, your family, though, come from the Isle of Man. Has that not been a bit more difficult?
Yes, the records are kept separately from the UK. She's, I think, a member of a website called Ancestry.com in general. But for the Isle of Man, she's also a member of the Isle of Man Family History Society. And they have lots of information about families in the past.
So how far has she gone back then, Richard?
Well, she's gone back to the 1800s.
All right.
It doesn't sound that long ago, but it's difficult when you get even a couple of hundred years old because the records aren't complete.
I can imagine they're lost or stolen or just disappeared as well. So she's discovered lots of characters, some of your ancestors, Richard. Are there any interesting nuggets of information she's unearthed?
Yes, skeletons in the closet. She did find out about our great-grandfather,
right,
who actually went to jail.
Oh, gosh.
He was sent to jail for desertion. He deserted his wife and 7 children, and that's a jailable offence.
On the Isle of Man?
I think it is anywhere. But, of course, our family kept it very, very quiet, and we didn't know about that at all.
Wow. So she's gone back to the 1800s, but how far back does she expect to go, realistically?
Well, something interesting happened very recently.
Mm.
Someone on the Isle of Man has been doing research going back hundreds of years.
A historian?
Yes. And he thinks that the Canes,
right,
may be related to the ancient Viking king who ruled the Isle of Man and large parts of Scotland back in the 11th century.
So he thinks, because your surname is Kane, that there might be a link with the Viking. What was the Viking king called?
We know him in ancient history as King Ori, but I think his real name was Godred or something like that.
But he still thinks that's linked to the Kane surname somehow.
I think there are 5 or 6 families in the Isle of Man that go back eons, and he thinks that they are related to this ancient king.
All right. So what are you going to do to prove that you're linked or not linked to this Viking king then?
DNA testing.
Right. OK. Tell us what you've done for that.
Well, a lot of people... DNA testing is very popular now. You can do a DNA test for like under £100.
Right.
And then you can find out all about your ancestors, where your ancestors lived, which part of the world, etc., etc. And even if...
You're related to different people.
Exactly, yes. Now, he's wants us to do a DNA test, and I think they've found the body of this ancient king, and he is confident that he can do a DNA test from this ancient king to see if we're related.
Okay, so if there's some kind of match. Wow, that's that's interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is if it's positive.
Except, Richard, if it is positive, I have to tell you that I'm not going to call you Your Majesty.
Well, we shall just have to see.